So a freeloader doesn't necessarily mean somebody who's loafing on his job. I would more likely, well, not a deadbeat. A deadbeat's somebody who runs out without paying his bills.
Has nothing to do with work?
No.
What would you call the headquarters of the police force?
The police station.
And?
Or the central police station is the one downtown.
The place where you're locked up?
The jail. County jail and city jail. The slammer.
And the thing that a policeman carries in
the nightstick?
Okay. Any other terms for that?
A baton, I think, is what they actually call it, but I would call it his nightstick.
What about billy club?
Billy club sounds northern to me. It may not be, but I don't think I've ever heard it used in here. I hear people talk about the cop hit me with his nightstick. The fire station or the firehouse? Fire. I would probably say fire station now, but a while back I wouldn't have thought about either one. It doesn't have any special meaning.
If you're good friends with a politician to the point where you can get special favors done for them, what would you call that kind of influence?
Cronyism. Back patting. It's not pork barrel, but it's similar to that. Nepotism is if you're a relative and you get special favors or get hired by somebody who is in a position of power.
Did you use the word clout?
Yes, you'd say he has clout, but you wouldn't say it because of that. It would be influenced for some other reason, probably because you were a major campaign contributor than because you were a relative. So he has clout with City Hall. No, it doesn't to me, because I certainly have heard people say, Houston Lightning Power has clout with City Hall, or...
What about pull?
Yes, certainly would say you have political pull for the same reason as clout, generally because of money. Elementary school, grade school, or lower school? Grammar school sounds old-fashioned. My mother would say she went to grammar school. I would have gone to elementary school. My children go to lower school because Kincaid is divided that way. But lower school sounds sort of alien to me.
What about what they go from 7th to 9th, grade 3 to 7th to 9th?
Well, Brian will go to middle school. Again, that sounds a little odd. I said junior high and went to junior high. He'll go to middle school because Kincaid calls it lower, middle, and upper school.
What did you call upper school?
High school.
And?
I would talk about it except to other Kincaid parents, as Brian is in junior high next year, even though it is middle school at Kincaid. If I were talking to another Kincaid parent, I would say, well, the middle school is going to get a new science building. Occasionally, but mostly high school.
You don't usually say?
Don't usually say senior high. You might say it only if you were making a specific distinction between junior high and senior high. Mm-hmm. But just saying high school indicates senior high to most people.
What do you call the enclosed area where they were putting on a play?
The auditorium.
Okay, anything else?
No, that's what we called it.
Where they play the basketball games?
The gym or the gymnasium. That's the real term, but I would almost always say the gym.
Okay.